Dictation for Marian, M-A-R-I-A-N, Shina Barger, S-H-I-N-A-B-A-R-G-E-R, November 23, 1942, address as a letter to Vanessa Diaz Invictor, A-N-E-S-S-A, Wifrich, W-I-E-F-R-E-R-I-C-H-N-P, 953-5801. Dear Mrs. Wifrich, follow up for Marian. I saw her in the hospital back on May 2021. At that time with acute over chronic renal failure, secondary to partial small bowel obstruction. She has morbid obesity, uses a walker, recovering for COPD asthma exacerbation within the last few weeks, was admitted for similar problems within the last 1 year to University of Michigan. He's presently managed by PACE, P-A-C-E. It started on Ozempic, O-Z-E-M-P-I-C, with significant weight loss, 310 down to 268 at home. Remains on oxygen 2 liters at night, as well as HEPA machine and inhalers. Denies purulent material hemoptysis. Denies vomiting dysphagia. Has new dentures. It is constipation or bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness or blood. Denied the use of anti-inflammatory agents, has chronic edema, wear compressing stockings, no ulcers, no symptoms of claudication, no discolor of the toes, has chronic back pain, and has not been very physically active. No chest pain palpitation syncope, does have multiple joint pain. There is also an radiculopathy pain from the neck to the hand, right-sided. Recent MRI was done, but I do not have information of the results. Other review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history. As reported in my counsel back in 2021 for morbid obesity, he did have a jejunal ileal bypass, eventually reversed, esophageal reflux, Barrett esophagus, no malignancy, prior deep vein thrombosis, apparently no pulmonary emboli, COPD respiratory failure, sleep apnea, CPAP machine, oxygen at night, congestive heart failure, chronic kidney disease. No recurrence of kidney stone. Medication list. Review. Allergy list review. Today, blood pressure 128/62 on the right sided, 140/74 on the left. Morbid obesity alert to the intestine 3. Lungs are clear without consolidation, pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, morbid obesity, no ascites, tenderness, or masses. Prohibited assessments of internal organs, body size of the patient, 2-3 plus edema bilateral, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries available in January, creatinine is 1.1. Back in November, 1.33. The prior year, between 1.2 and 1.3. Sodium, potassium, acid base normal, calcium normal. Present GFR will be 50, stage 3. TSH suppressed. Albumin in the low site at 3.5, PTH mild elevated 74, liver function test not elevated. There has been prior anemia but has not been updated. In May of 2023, 9.1 with normal platelet count. The last echo available is 2022, ejection fraction 55%. There were minor other abnormalities, probably the most important, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction and mild pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, presently stage 3, without evidence of progression and no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. No new urine sample, previously no blood or protein to suggest glomerulonephritis. Prior imaging CT scan of the abdomen without evidence of kidney obstruction or stones. Kidneys, however, are in the small size, 8.9 on the right, 9.8 on the left. At that time, there was no urinary retention. She does have anemia that needs workup. Iron studies will be done. She has mild secondary hyperparathyroidism, does not require specific treatment. Albumin runs in the low side. We'll see if there is significant proteinuria in the urine. She has a sleep apnea on treatment, respiratory failure on oxygen at night, morbid obesity, successfully treated with Ozempic. The above findings of the echocardiogram for congestive heart failure. We'll review new chemistries when available. Otherwise, plan to see her back in 1 year. End of dictation.